Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Mark Rawson from Spiritual Connections Radio. And I'd like to welcome you to another new show that we have that's going to be running every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard. And I want to start by saying thank you to all the great feedback we've been getting from everybody about how much you love the shows and how much you enjoy getting the access to the replays and everything like that and to iTunes and everything. So thank you for your feedback. As always, if you want to find out about this show or any other shows that we have running, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And, you know, with the new show that's running on Thursdays, we're going to be learning about angels. And with that, I'd like to introduce our new host for the Thursday night show, Dr. Connie. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, congratulations on your new show and everything.
Thank you. I am so excited. It's very important. The angels love us so much, and there's so many people that have a misconception of angels that the angels are very excited to have an opportunity to get their word out and to introduce or allow people to open themselves up so that the angels can come in and be part of their life. So I'm very excited. I can be reached at my website at www.drconniesays.com. And halfway through the show this evening, I will be doing angel card readings. So I would invite you at the 8:30 spot in the show to be ready to call in. And I am ready to be a voice for the angels to you for guidance, support, love, whatever it is that you need. What I wanted to do this evening was maybe do a clarification on some people in my psychotherapy. I am a clinical psychologist, and I use angel therapy and spirit guides in my therapy. And there seems to be a misconception with people that because they're following the angels or because they're following their guidance, why are they still having so many problems and issues in their life? And I ran across a situation in my own life that this story that I wanted to share with you this evening really hit home. And it's a Bible story that I heard and I've grown up with all of my life, and I've actually mentioned this story to a couple of adults and they had no idea what the story was. So I wanted to share it. If you've never heard it before, great. If you have heard it before, great. Listen to it again, because it's well worth another listen to. The story is about three men by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were taken slaves into captivity into the land of Babylon. The king in this country was King Nebuchadnezzar. And he decided one day that he was going to erect a statue for himself. And the commandment for the kingdom was that when you hear the music that was playing loud enough that evidently everyone in the kingdom could hear it, then you were to immediately bow down and worship this statue, because the king had decided that he was the one true God and that everyone should worship him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were followers of who they called the true God. And they had decided that they were only going to worship the true God. So when the trumpet blew and the drums blared, everyone in the kingdom bowed down except these three guys. And this happened for several days that people were bowing down. And then one day, some people saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego still standing erect while everyone else was bowing. And they were jealous of these three young men because even though they had come in as captives, they had proved themselves to be poised and be very wise. So the king had honored them and given them a place in his kingdom, and people were jealous of them. So they decided that this was going to be a way to get rid of them. So they ran to the king and they said, King Nebuchadnezzar, didn't you say that everyone in the kingdom needed to bow down? And he said, of course I did. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't, and they don't. He called them in. He confronted the young men, and the young men said, we are not going to bow down. We worship the one true God. And our God is mightier than you are. The king said, well, you do understand that if you do not bow down, I am going to throw you into a fiery furnace. And the young men maintained their poise and they maintained their stand. And they said, our God is mightier than you. Our God can save us from the fiery furnace, and even if he chooses not to, we still will not bow down to you. This so enraged the king that he took the boys in their clothes, turbans, coats, everything that they had on, commanded his slaves to set the furnace 7 times hotter than it normally is set. It was so hot that when the servants who had hold of the boys threw them into the fire, it killed the servants that were throwing the boys in the fire. So now the boys are actually in the furnace. The door is shut. There evidently is a window because Nebuchadnezzar can look in, and he stops because he's hearing singing coming from the furnace. And he looks in the window, and he said, how many people did we throw in the furnace? And the servant said, well, we threw in 3. And Nebuchadnezzar said, I see 4. Because what the angels do is they are with us in our struggles. They are with us in our problems. Being connected with the angels does not mean that you will not go through a problem or a struggle or through devastation. And my heart goes out to the families and the victims of the tornado in Oklahoma. I'm from there. My family lives there. It came very close to my mother's home. And I had family members that lost everything in the tornado that hit there in 99. So I was part of it then, and my heart goes out now, that when you go through a devastation, the angels are there with you in the devastation. Sometimes when we have a furnace, our own furnace in our life, it is a furnace of our own making, that the angels are always wanting and always ready to guide us. They are always ready to give us messages of love and wisdom and direction that would lead us toward doing things that bring us to be the best we can be. We have the choice of whether to listen to those messages or not, because we are of free choice. If we ignore the angels' messages, then we might continue down a path that would create problems for us. Not because the world creates the problems, but because our own choices and hard-headedness has gotten us into a situation. But even then, the angels are there and ready to help us out. God also sometimes allows bad things to happen to good people. A lot of times this happens for our growth. If you think of us as spiritual beings having a human experience, then we came to this earth for two primary reasons. One is to perform our divine mission, because everyone on earth has a mission. And the other reason is to draw closer to God, draw closer to our Creator or Spirit or Universe or whatever you want to call the higher power that's out there. And if we look at our problems from a bigger perspective, then it's possible that we can see it as a learning opportunity and a life lesson. I found it interesting in the story with these young men how steadfast they stood in their decision to stand their ground and do what they thought was right, even in the midst of anger from the, it's like having every world leader in the world yelling at you and threatening you because you are thwarting what they want you to do, is exactly where these young men were. And that they were able to stand their ground because they knew in their heart, they were so connected to their spiritual power, that they knew in their heart that they had to walk through this test. They were actually turned in by people who were jealous of them. So it's possible that people see your light, people see your power, people see your peace or your purpose, and they're jealous of that. So they may even try to find a way to upset that. But here these boys were doing what they felt was, quote, the right thing, and other people were actually jealous over it. They actually could have come up with 1,000 reasons why they could have obeyed the king. They could have said, well, you know, we can bow down on the outside, but not bow down on the inside. Or, you know, they could have said, well, it's just a little thing, and maybe if we do it just this one time, then we'll get the king off our back and we can go do whatever it is we do. But they knew that if they compromised once, that the possibility of compromising again was going to be much greater. Because they followed their heart, because they stood their ground, they actually changed the mindset of the entire kingdom. Because after they came out of the furnace, they did not smell of smoke, their clothes were not burned, their hair was not singed, and the king was so taken back by this obvious miracle that he made the commandment that everyone must follow Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God. So if we stand in our power and we stand in what the angels tell us to do, then we will, one person at a time, we will change the world. And we start off by following the simple things that the angels tell us to do. Some people will hear the angels speak to them, like in their mind, or maybe hear in a voice. That's the way that I tend to hear the angels, or through a feeling. Other people can see the spirits. Other people just, it just logically makes sense, and they can kind of just put things together in a logical way. So there's various ways that the angels communicate with you. One is not any better or worse than the other. But if we are following our gut feeling, then there's a reason for that gut feeling. And it may, a lot of us stay in really, in bad situations, bad in the sense that it brings us into depression, it makes us feel worthless, it's a dead end, there's no opportunities left, the relationship died a long time ago, no more job opportunities in that particular job, but we still stay. Out of fear, because we're so used to being downtrodden, we just kind of stay in it. But what our guidance may tell us to do may put us in a place where we feel very uncomfortable, and that uncomfortableness can feel like a fiery furnace. But if we take the step, we find that, as it was with these boys, that we're able to come through in a way that we actually not only change ourselves and strengthen ourselves, but we can change our immediate environment, we can change our relationships, we can change what's going on in our lives. Mark, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you. It seems to be where you put your attention or intention, as I want to say. And, you know, just being able to kind of put that energy there and really create exactly what you want to create.
Right. And sometimes in doing that, it's going to feel like you're going backwards. Because I've always told my clients that when they really step out and say, okay, this is what I want, then I always tell them just to strap in for the ride. Because if you set yourself up and say, okay, universe, I'm ready to create my ideal whatever, the universe is going to take you at your word. And it's going to set you up to have what you want. I have a lot of women come to me that want to be in relationships, but they say, well, you know, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do that. And I said, well, if a guy came into your life right now, what would you do? And they said, well, I probably wouldn't be able to maintain a relationship. So why is God going to bring the perfect job, the perfect guy or girl, the perfect situation into your life if you're not prepared to handle it? So sometimes the furnaces that we go through are to burn off the stuff that holds us back and to create a spirit within us that's willing to step out into faith and say, okay, I'm ready now to take the steps that I need to make my life happen in the way that I want. So let me talk really briefly about the angel cards before we take a break, so that you understand what they are. again, the angels use a variety of ways to bring us guidance. And the angel cards are a loving, non-denominational way of just giving guidance. For example, it may say to go outside and be in nature. It may say to follow your intuition, or that books are going to be a part of your learning experience. So the angels have a broad way of giving us advice, and a lot of people like something tangible, and they like something that they can, a specific something that they can take home with them. Okay, well, Archangel Michael says to whatever, I can do that, instead of God said I need to love people. Well, this may give you a concrete way to do that. And it seems to help individuals to have a concrete way and a specific way of taking the next step that needs to be taken. And it's when I have done angel cards for myself, I do them every day, and I do them from other people. It's remarkable how often people get the same cards, because they need the same message. So if you believe, and if you will allow yourself to believe, that the angels really communicate with you, then this is a very gentle, loving way to get guidance. So have you ever done angel cards, Mark?
Yeah, it's actually interesting. When I first started to do cards, I actually started with a couple different Doreen Virtue angel card decks. And absolutely loved working with angel cards. And, these days I probably have close to 21 different decks of cards. But the angel ones are always my favorite. And I really enjoy the messages they give to people. They're always very positive, and, you know, you can really give people some good guidance and stuff like that. And when you were saying it earlier, I think what I was thinking of is I was thinking about that idea that it's interesting, because I can do intuition or coaching or guidance and everything strictly by just channeling information, you know, directly bringing it through. But for some people, it doesn't really validate for them. Unless they see a card go down, that kind of corresponds with the information you're telling them. It's like, it's not enough that you just tell them the information, but if you show them the card, you know, right. They're like, oh, wow, you know, and then it really has that extra validation.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to ask, you know, angels, is this really a time from you or a message from you? The angels really want you to ask, so you will get... Mark will say something, and then the card will come out, and then you'll hear something else in a song or a chance comment by someone that you pass by in the street. So they use signs like coins. There was a time I was everywhere. Every time I looked down, I found coins on the ground. So they use feathers. They'll use repetitive numbers. So there's any number of ways that the angels are going to communicate. And what I like to do, I actually have a couple of decks of angel cards, and also from Doreen Virtue. And I have two decks of tarot cards. And I will lay four cards out of each deck. So now I've got 12 cards out. 12, 16 something. And it's amazing how many cards in that little spread are, they all say the same thing. So you're right that the angels validate a lot of what people say, and people like to have the tangible of the card. I'm very excited to be able to do some readings and let people in on what the angels want, you know, because unless we allow ourselves to stop and listen, the angels could be screaming in our ear or jumping up and down in front of us, and we won't know it if we don't allow ourselves to stop long enough to listen. And sometimes the angel cards are a good introduction of deep breathing, or, you know, you can listen by going outside, or you can eat if your body is very sensitive and you're drinking or smoking or in harsh situations, it really could kind of numb you out. So there's a host of really good stuff. So I'm hoping that we get some callers that will come in, and I've had very, very few. I don't think I have had anybody that I've ever done a reading for say what a total waste of time that was. So people will get the message that they need to get, and that's the most important thing. Is you may not get the message you want to hear. The angels aren't going to give you the message just to make you happy. They're going to give you the message that's going to allow you to be the best you can be. So if I'm looking for the way to make $1 million and it's not in my best interest at this point in time to have $1 million, I'm probably not going to get guidance that says, okay, here's how you go out and make $1 million. So if we're open to what the angels have to say to us and follow that, then it ends up being pretty good, and it's pretty exciting. So as you can tell, I really love talking about this, and I could very easily talk your ear off if you would let me do that. But okay, I know we're coming close to a commercial, and I'm not sure how this works, so I'm going to ask you to tell me how this works now. We have a
couple. Okay, sorry about that. I was actually screening callers, so I wasn't listening to the show there for a second. What was your question?
My question was, I know we're coming up close to a commercial, but I don't know how the commercials really work. So, because I was telling the callers that I could talk about this forever and just talk their leg off if they let me, and then we'll miss the commercial and miss the calls and all of that stuff. So,
Okay, so let me go ahead and take the break, and I'll get one of the callers into you after the break.
Okay.
For everybody, you are listening to Dr. Connie, who's teaching us about the angels. And if you want to call in and ask your questions, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Call in and have a reading and make a connection with angels today. So you are listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and Dr. Connie runs her show every Thursday. This is her first show that she started tonight, and we're really excited that she's going to be with us every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that, why don't you go ahead and give out your – oh, I'm sorry, I almost forgot. If you want to find out more about this show and other shows that we offer, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, do you want to give out your website?
www.drconniesays.com.
Excellent. Now, before I give you your first caller, tell us a little bit about what you're looking for. Do you want to hear their name, and then do you need a question, or how does this normally work?
It usually helps for me if I have a question. It's not necessary, but it sort of helps fill in the blanks if I get several cards, because I'm going to, for tonight, I'm going to be using two different decks. just to kind of get a more rounded answer for the questions.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So a name is always good. I like names. I really like pictures, but I'll go with the names on the radio. And it's just a question, and we'll go from there.
All right, sounds good. And hopefully I'll pronounce your name correctly. Is it Patrice?
That's correct.
Excellent. You're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
How are you doing, my love?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I don't know.
This is my first time calling, and I had just started listening to the show when you agreed to take my call, so thank you again. My question is more geared toward career. What are the angels telling me about my career, or what direction am I supposed to be going in as far as my career is concerned?
Okay, I'm going to shuffle. I have you on speakerphone, so if you hear the card shuffle, please forgive me.
Okay.
Do you have a career that you're looking, or what are you doing now for work?
Okay. Right now I have three different jobs right now.
Okay.
And I love all three, but I know I can't do all three of these jobs forever. I really want to stop doing all three jobs and purchase the franchise that I've been thinking about purchasing and move from there.
Alrighty. You sound like...
But I don't even know if that's a good idea either right now.
Well, how about if there is no good or bad, there just is? How about
perfect.
If everything is, like I said, if everything is a learning opportunity, then there really is no bad.
Right.
Well, it's all a growth opportunity, and I know we get so caught up sometimes in the good or the bad that it.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes like a black or white thing, and I think the angels have so many colors. All right. One of the things that you're being directed to do, how often do you pray about this and really make this a matter of
I often pray about this daily.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what is it that you're feeling like that you want to do?
What I'm feeling like I really want to do is be my own boss and be in business for my own self. Not that just because I'm in business for my own self doesn't mean that I wouldn't have to answer to anyone else, but.
Okay, because what the angels are saying is that continued prayer would certainly help, and asking for Archangel Michael specifically, because he is the Archangel for careers.
Asking for who specifically?
Archangel Michael.
Oh, Michael. Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy for careers and our life's purpose, because
okay.
Your life purpose is definitely going to involve you being your own boss again.
Okay.
And having the self-respect that evidently that brings for you.
Okay.
You're probably very because you've been seeking God. And seeking your next move, two things that the angels want you to know is that right now you are hearing correctly what it is you're supposed to do or what it is you want to do. You're hearing
okay.
it correctly, or you're hearing it or seeing it. Sorry, I go by hearing because that's what I do. But you're getting accurate messages from the angels.
Okay.
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 And because of that, you're a bit more sensitive.
Uh-huh.
So being around harsh situations or eating certain foods or drinking certain beverages is probably not going to bode well for you right now.
Okay.
So
okay.
What you're being asked to do is surround yourself with a healing white light.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Star Trek?
I did. Uh-huh.
You did. Okay. Do you remember when they would when Scotty would beam them up and they'd have this white light that would just kind of...
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You can think of that. When you want to shield yourself, think of yourself like in this white light.
Okay.
And also, when you're thinking about the thoughts about your home, your career, your finances, these things that bring us security.
Right.
Only think loving, only say and think loving thoughts and stay away from the fear of, again, is this the right thing? Am I doing, what will people think? Or can I do this? Or am I too old or young or whatever? All the questions that we throw in.
Uh-huh.
The closer you want to walk with the angels, the more that your ego is going to try to say, no, don't do that.
Okay.
Because your ego knows that the closer you get to the angels and the more you surrender to God or the full power, that you're not going to be as fear-based anymore, and the ego is very fear-based.
Okay.
So only use positive thoughts when it comes to what it is you want to create.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Okay, but Michael is closer than you think.
Oh.
Closer than you think.
Okay.
As far as when you call on him, he is there immediately.
Hmm. Really?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Hmm.
And if you say, what do I need to do? What's my next move? What's my next step? Then you will get guidance.
Okay.
And you, what the angels are saying is you have the sensitivity to hear or see or however they communicate with you, if you'll allow yourself just to go there.
Huh. Okay. Okay. I do feel a sense of holding back. I can feel that.
Well, it's normal, but again, this is your own personal furnace. Okay. And remember that the angels were in the furnace when the event was happening. So they're going to be walking with you step by step by step.
Okay.
You already have at least two guardian angels around you all the time anyway.
Okay.
That are always there for guidance. But when you call Archangel Michael and ask him for, okay, what's my next step, then then you'll get an answer.
Okay. Okay.
So I think we have another caller, so let me get this other person. Is there anything more that I can support, that the angels can support you with?
Well, we have Lisa online with you, Dr. Connie.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was the name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great, Dr. Connie. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Thank you for calling. How can the angels be of service to you tonight?
I would like them to see if they could give me some direction on whether I'm supposed to stay or move.
Stay or move. Okay. You mean like staying, moving a big relocation, or moving across town, or?
That's a good question. So
right.
stay, stay here in a rental I have now, move across the country, or move across town.
Oh,
completely open to doing any of those. I've done them many times before, you know, as guided. But I keep getting, wait, it's coming, wait, we'll tell you in a minute, wait. So I thought,
okay.
Well, I'll ask you. See if they're ready to tell me yet.
You know, I think these cards are just so amazing. I just love these cards. All right, just a minute. I got your first ones. How do you feel when you're making this decision of do I go, do I stay, where do I go, how do I go? How does that make you feel?
Blank.
I'm sorry?
Blank. There's no nothing about it. It's like I'm in a holding pattern. I'm supposed to wait.
Well, how does it feel when you're in a holding pattern? Does it make you feel happy, sad, glad, worried, anxious, fearful, wonderful? How does it make you feel?
Blank. It makes me feel like nothing. It makes me feel undecided.
All right.
No direction. Stuff.
Nope. Well, one of the things that the angels want you to do is make the decision to be happy now.
Mm-hmm.
That your happiness is not contingent upon when you move, where you move, how you move, or any of the above.
Correct.
So happiness is a choice. And I can decide that I'm going to be happy regardless of what my situation were. And I think one of the things I liked about in the story of this biblical account of these three boys is that they were actually singing in the furnace. So actually another one of the cards here is suggesting that you put your happiness into singing, dancing, moving your body, listening to music, and using that as a way to uplift your spirits.
Sure.
What you're hearing about wait is accurate. Your guidance is accurate, and sometimes there is something called timing, and there's just a timing to the being in the right place at the right time.
Right.
So because the angels are wanting so much for you to be happy and be fulfilled, they're holding out for the very best for you. And sometimes
That's
not only preparing the place, but also preparing you to be able to fully enjoy it once you get there.
That's so true. They do that for me all the time.
Yeah. And we get impatient and we want to take control and we want to say, well, evidently you don't know what you're doing, so let me drive for a while. And, you know, then we just can totally mess things up.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. But I don't understand why they always wait till the last possible second.
Always?
Always. With the job, with the money, with the relationships, with the decision to move. I have 5 weeks. It's a little cutting a little short.
Well, I had a client who had a very nervous attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying, how come every situation that I'm, and she was in a particularly rough situation one time, and it was producing so much anxiety for her, and she said, I'm trying so hard not to be anxious. And I said, well, the universe is giving you all of these anxious moments so that you can learn how to handle these situations by not being anxious. So it's possible that God is wanting to bolster your faith or make your testimony and your I'm not thinking of the word. Making your being an example for other people and being an inspiration for other people. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that there is a life lesson, and you could always ask the angels, why is it that if it can be 1 day to 5 days, it's the fifth day? Why can't it ever be the first day?
Okay, I'll ask them that. I never have thought to ask.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
why that is. I just accepted it.
Nope, don't have to do that. If there's a lesson, then you get to learn the lesson. Mm-hmm. So I would do that for yourself. The angels are also asking you to be very, very positive about yourself. If there's anything in your life where you felt like you are carrying some guilt, or that you're not loving yourself as much as you could, they're asking you to give your guilt to God in order that you can open up your heart and pour in love for yourself or love for anyone else. Do you like to read?
Sure.
You may find inspiration in books. You may find guidance in books.
I was wondering about that today. That's what I was asking them today was, okay, so what puzzle are you going to give me to unravel today? You know, where am I going to find that inspiration? Where am I going to find that message? Is it going to be in license plates this week, or is it going to be in books, or where is it going to be? And they didn't say.
But they do answer your question, just maybe not in the way that you think they're going to answer you.
Sure.
Because they're never going to ignore you. So I'm thinking that the books may also be something you're drawn to as far as where to go. If there's a particular books on locations or cities or areas of the country or something like that.
Okay.
So it's because the cards are also saying that you have a new beginning and a fresh start. Which could be at a new location, or it could be the new start of just a different mindset and an attitude of where you are right now.
Yeah, that could be too. Think about that.
And then, which isn't to say you're not going to move.
Okay.
It's just saying that your happiness is not contingent upon a move.
No.
Everything that you need, you already have because the angels will provide it for you and do provide it for you.
Mm-hmm. They're good at that.
Exactly.
Ask and you shall receive.
Exactly. But we may not receive it the way that we want, so then we think that the angels don't know what they're doing, or we got left behind, or, you know, I don't ever get what I want. But if I ask, I'm going to get it, but I'm going to get it in the way that is, if I really want to grow and be the best I can be, that's what I'm going to get. So that's why if being the best you can be is moving across town, then that's the guidance you'll get as opposed to moving across the country.
Mm-hmm. Or staying right here.
Or because again, your happiness is not based on anything other than your relationship with you and your relationship with the angels and with how you show, how you give love and how you receive love.
Totally. Thanks, Dr. Connie.
You're very welcome. Pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, and you as well.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. So that is an example of angel card readings. And an example of the guidance that you can get, and I just wanted you to notice that in some of the cards that were pulled, these two callers would say, oh, yeah, I heard that. Oh, yeah, I was just wondering that. Oh, yeah. So you're going to get an affirmation that the what you're thinking or what you're hearing or what you're seeing is very accurate, because the angels are talking to you all the time. And the cards are a great way to validate what it is that what your question is and what your guidance is. So I would invite you to allow yourself for a reading. You can always, there is a website on my, there's a email on my website, and you're very welcome to contact me through that. There's also a phone number. I would be very happy to hear from you and be of service to you any way that I could. That's why I was so happy that Mark allowed me to be part of this Spiritual Connections Radio, because this is a opportunity to change one life at a time. So it's just really an honor and a privilege to be here and be able to do this. So,
Dr. Connie, can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
What is the difference between an angel and an archangel?
There are 9 different levels or choirs of angels, and each one is has a different duty or responsibility. An archangel is a powerful, let me start at the bottom and go up. Angels are non-denominational beings that are God's messengers and God's helpers. And we don't pray to angels, we don't worship angels, but we are, by calling on angels and having the angels come, is is the same thing as God being there. So there are angels. We have guardian angels, at least 2 to a person, that you have from the time you were born till the time you die, that are there for no other reason than to love you, guard you, surround you, guide you, speak to you, comfort you, love you. The archangels are more powerful, and they're bigger. They're physically bigger. Their energy is bigger, and they're more powerful. And they have specific duties. As I was saying earlier, that Archangel Michael is the career angel. If you want to know anything about your life purpose, about if you're afraid to step into your life purpose, Archangel Michael's the guy. Archangel Raphael is the healing angel. So if there's sickness with you, with your plants, with the animals, with family members, with relationships, with anything, he's the go-to guy for that. So every archangel has a specific duty or job. I lost my train of thought. There was something more I was going to say on that. I know. Angels are good to call on, because if you think of us as energy and vibrational beings, the angels run at a lower vibration than God does. You have to be at a certain vibrational level to match this, a certain choir of angels. So the archangels and the guardian angels, their vibration is low enough that even if we're depressed or afraid or worried or anxious or fearful, the lower emotions that really drag our energy down, the angels, the guardian angels and the archangels are able to match that frequency and pull us up so that we're able to be surrounded by a larger band of angels. But just to say, I don't want anyone to get the message that we're worshiping angels, because we're not. We always are focused on God and always worship only God. But we recognize the angels as the powerful, majestic spirits that they are, and how they help us to make our lives work better, in the sense that we're on the path of enlightenment, that we're on the path of becoming the best we can be. So I find that when I tune in to my angels, and I generally do that by deep breathing, I do that by slowing down and just listening and being quiet, it's amazing that I can hear the voices. For other people, it would be seeing something or another way of being communicated with. But it's great. It takes away a lot of the depression, takes away a lot of the fear, the uncertainty, to know that you're surrounded by so much power and so much love and so much energy. So I know we're almost out of time for tonight. I welcome you back next Thursday at 8 o'clock, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Please feel free to call in or contact me through my website, www.drconniesays.com, and I would love to hear from you. So, Mark, I'll give it back to you.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot for the angel readings and all the great wisdom and everything like that. We're going to be excited for next week to find out what else we can learn about the angels, and thank you for giving that explanation of the different types of angels and stuff like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and if you want to find out more about this show or any other show that we run, you can find out more on our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Also, if you go to that link when the shows are not running, you'll notice that all the shows are available in the archive. You're also able to get them through iTunes, and they are downloadable as podcasts. So if you missed the show for any reason, you can always go back and listen to it at another time. And thank you, and have a great night.
Thank you.